And good evening. Welcome back, Children of the Stars, to another night of Cosmic Code Radio here on VBS Radio, our new home here. And we have Dr. Tori joining us this evening. Good evening, Dr. T.
Hey, what's up, Linda?
Welcome
nice
back. Bonjour, bonjour. I was going to cue you in 10 minutes, but I want to get you on as soon as possible because of all the crazy stuff that has been going on, especially today in the news. But I know a lot of your listeners want to hear about your wonderful trip to France. So can we start off with that?
Yeah, you bet. I need another holiday just to recuperate from all the good food, the drink, and the good time we had. And Tarania is still wondering why she came back.
Well, I don't blame her.
We had an extraordinary time, and you know, we were thrown into the past, literally, Mercury retrograde, so we had some problem just at the end. In an airport, some places, we were like 1 hour behind, but everything went smooth. We had a phenomenal time, and of course, I wrote in the Cosmic Code every single little experience and adventure that we went through and put up a lot of pictures for the VIPs. So we had a great time, and we can't wait to go back.
Well, it looks beautiful. I can't wait to go and visit there. That's actually one of the destinations my kids want me to take them someday is France. So it's definitely a place we'll have to go and visit. And the pictures you posted for us Cosmic Coders, we felt like we were there. I was talking to a few of them.
You bet. You bet. And guess what? Maybe one of these days we should do a tour to go and visit Nostradamus Museum and visit some part of the south of France, bring some people out there. So who knows? That's in the plan. That's in the works for the future, okay?
Sounds good to me. Keep us posted on that.
So we can make your wish a reality as the future is the reincarnation of the thought. Just keep it up. That's it.
That's right. That's very true.
Right.
I was going to go over Leo's forecast, and Leo, I will get to you a little later in the show. Usually I start out in the beginning, but this is a new show, a new station, and we're going to do things a little differently, just to be, you know, different. I did want to talk to you a little bit about what took place this morning in Wisconsin, 7 dead in a temple. The gunman was shot as well. This falls in right after an SOS to the world that you just posted. And I tried to explain to someone the other day that when you post these, it's 48 hours in between. So 48 hours before or 48 hours after an SOS.
Well,
the energy's still there.
Basically, Linda, what you're witnessing is just a little sample of what the new dragon that will be entering Scorpio very soon now, in a week or two.
That's right.
It's around the scene. Once you're getting a little sample of what's ahead of us, I mean, in reference to J.M. Holmes, in reference to what's happening again today with a bunch of people being killed, including the perpetrator. So you're getting a little sample of what this nasty dragon is about to do to the world. And sad enough, you know, there are no accidents. You know, as a student of mine, that, again, in reference to J.M. Holmes, his UCI is set, especially being born under the Death Wish generation, to kill people. It's just the way it is.
I know. Well, that's just like the tragedy in Colorado, you know. Those stars of his, he's a natural born killer. And even if I go into your Power of the Dragon book and I pull out certain serial killers that you've written about, a lot of them there's a lot of similarities in a lot of these killers. Stars
indeed,
don't lie.
You're talking about Dahmer, you're talking about Loeffner. Now you're talking about J.M. Holmes. Those three people were born with the same dragon's head and tail axis, Pisces, Virgo.
I know.
And
I was trying. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Well,
no, go ahead.
I was trying to explain 2 weeks ago. I have a dragon's head in Pisces, but I said to them, there's other, you know, factions that go into this because I'm swimming upstream. But his moon was in Virgo. Did that have a lot to do with it because of the tail being in Virgo too?
Indeed, his moon is Cusp, Leo, Virgo,
right.
Which is on his tail. And when he committed a crime, the moon was on his tail. Not only this, the most important element in his UCI, or Unique Celestial Identity, is the location of Mars, the planet of danger, of guns, the planet of aggressivity, located conjuncting Pluto, the planet of death and drama, all into his subconscious, which means doing things in secret. Most of all, combined with this Mars and Pluto in his subconscious, which regulate confinement, hidden place, church, a synagogue, a hospital, and of course movie theater, he also has the planet Uranus, which is the sudden release of energy in his first house. And it's like if you take, for example, my good friend Gary Busey and his shocking behavior in public now and then. This is what Jem Olmos has in his first house. It was like a volcano about to explode. But as I said, what really is interesting, if you remember on the prediction that I post on my website, I said that those born in December and June are direct targets of the dragon. And look, he was born in December.
Yep.
Yeah, so the tail of the dragon currently is still in the sign of Gemini, and from Sagittarius, it is affecting his seventh house. And the seventh house is open enemies and facing the public. So it's just a matter of cosmic energy falling in place for him to act out his UCI, of course, because of the regimen of drugs he was ingesting. This is why, of course, the lobbyists are working really hard to make sure that drug business is kept. Don't talk about it. Cast it aside, because the psychologist or psychiatrist that took care of him, might lose his job in the process. So what really happened is much deeper than that. This is what I was explaining to Tarania earlier when we were swimming in our pool. I was saying to her, all the killers in this world, all of them were once upon a time children, innocent, vulnerable children. And it's like a tree. I have trees in the back of my house, which I have, since they were little, very little, molded in a way that I want them to look like. And this tree, as it grows older, will develop form and you will not be able to mold it. So if you go back in time and you could talk to James Olmos, to Dahmer, to Loeffner, those children will easily express themselves about one or two feeling really bad inside or one or two kill people. But if there is no spiritual regeneration, and instead there is only religion or drugs, those children are going to grow to become killers because their stars are going to be taking over themselves. Mm-hmm. I personally believe that all the killers in the world are victims of an educational system that has failed humanity, and to control or to give a reason or fix the problem, all traditionally educated psychiatrists and psychologists and neuroscientists can only fall back on drugs, which, again, on my website clearly mention that the use of drugs would accelerate and make the problem much, much worse.
Well, you know, Dr. Torrey, I have to tell you, my husband, his co-worker, he went to elementary school with that young man. The young man grew up in Castroville, which is a town right next to Salinas, where I'm broadcasting from. He was a sweet little kid. So it goes to show you, as we get older, you know, those stars manifest.
Yeah, if you don't have, if the teachers don't have cosmic consciousness, they will never, ever, in a million years, be able to feel what a child is feeling inside.
Right.
Trying to judge somebody through your own eyes, your own education, your own feelings, is not the way you're going to be able to enter someone else's feelings. So once astropsychology is reintegrated and accepted as a solid discipline in our college universities, I fully believe that killing a human being will become a story of the past for the future generations. Sad enough, nothing as yet, as of today, has started in terms of turning the situation around. Now, building more jail and making and investing in more drugs is not the way to go. Sending and spending trillions of dollars to send robots on Mars instead of spending the money on Mother Earth or the human psyche is wrong. Everything is completely going berserk because these universal laws or the language of God through the cosmic code is ridicule. The fact is science has completely lost the spirit. And doing so is infringing universal laws that produce people that are victimized, killers like Jim Olmos and God knows how many in the past, in the future, will kill because they are victimized by an educational system which has failed terribly. Do I make sense or not?
You make perfect sense to me. I hope you're making sense to the rest of the people out there. We happen to have a few callers calling in. Would you like to take a call, Dr. Torrey?
Of course.
Okay,
no,
we have Lisa from Philadelphia is calling in. Good evening, Lisa.
Hi, how are you?
Very well. How are you this evening?
Okay.
Good.
What can we do for you, Lisa?
Okay, well, I'm also a Pisces. I'm February 26, 1956.
Go ahead.
I have the dragon's head, I think, in Sag and the dragon's tail in Gemini.
Okay.
So would I be seeing myself coming out of a transitional phase, moving on to something better?
Well, first of all, you're an Aquarius Pisces. You were born February 26, exactly like me. Okay?
Right, 7 a.m.
Yeah, so you on the cusp. Again, Nostradamus didn't have a watch or a computer. Forget about the rising of the time unless you deal with your location. What I'm trying to tell you is with your dragon's head and tail location, anything to do with Gemini is radio, communication, expressing yourself, talking, and learning. Now, how far did you go as far as education is concerned?
You're right. I went to, after high school, I went on to art school.
Oh, okay. So that's typical
Pisces.
You're
right. I did. Yeah.
Well, you know, your imagination could have been crystallized, like I do, into the form of writing, photography, or drawing. So the potential is there of being born a Pisces Aquarius with such a dragon, of course. Meantime, all I can tell you is currently the head and the tail of the dragon, until the next few days and for the last 2 years, has been affecting your home and your career, okay? And that forced you to kind of reevaluate a lot of things about what you believe, what you know, forcing you maybe to study, becoming more curious. But most importantly, the new dragon, which is going to get to you in a couple of weeks from now, is going to affect your ninth house. And because I'm like you, born in February 26, it's going to force you even more to travel, to publish, to investigate, to reevaluate even much more. So that is a form of dying and rebirthing in terms of your higher education. And foreigners, I'm one of those, were kind of insert in your life an apathetical type of death. So it, with the dragon in this house, oh my gosh, it's perfect for you to raise you on a cosmic consciousness, to take on some mystical study, because this dragon, in so many ways, will make people very, very spiritual. The typical, well, you know, this is against God, or the typical ridicule, I don't want to deal with that. With this dragon, a lot of people unconsciously are going to be digging into metaphysics, into witchcraft, into spirit, into astrology, and Pisces, especially Pisces Aquarius, are definitely on the lead to gain from that dragon location. Does that make sense?
Are you still there?
I guess she's gone.
All right. Well,
I hope she heard it. If she did not, I guess in the archive, she's going to hear all that.
I hope so. We do have another caller on. Let me bring her up. Bear with me. This is Ramona from California is on with us this evening. Good evening, Ramona. Ramona, are you there? Okay, we must have lost Ramona. Well, I guess we don't have Ramona, so hopefully we could get Ramona back. That's a little strange, but anyway.
You have to remember, Mercury is still in operational.
I can't wait till it goes away.
Stars, you'll be just fine.
Well, I just cannot wait till it goes away, because I have to tell you, this Mercury retrograde has been the biggest pain in the ass. Luckily, though, I did buy a new home computer in this phase, and I bought it in good stars, and that's why I'm broadcasting very clear tonight, because I have a new home computer, or as I call it, my mothership.
This is all good. You're doing just fine, Linda.
But hopefully we can get some other callers on. Hopefully someone will cue in the phone number for me again, and I could throw that out on air. Let me see here. I don't have the phone number either. So you can call in at – oh, here he is cueing me in. Very good. The phone number is – oh, Lily – oh, we got someone else to call in, Dr. Torrey. This is Lily from Florida.
Okay, well, let's talk to Lily from Florida.
Lily, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Linda.
Hi,
Dr. Terry.
Hello, Lynn.
Welcome to the show.
Hello, Lily.
Hello.
Okay, so what can we do for you, honey?
Yes, Dr. Terry, I'm a Pisces, born March 9th, 1964. And I've had severe legal issues with foreclosures. And I want to know if the new dragon pet will help me.
But that's not exactly surprising that you have problems with foreclosure, because as I'm speaking to you, in the last 2 years, the tail of the dragon is on your fourth house. And the fourth house deals with home and family, security, and the real estate. So what you're going through is, you know, written in full letters in the Nostradamus Dragon Forecast, which is, of course, available for only $15 for the next 2 years. You'll get how the next dragon is going to get to you. So what is your question?
Will the dragon's head allow me to keep my property and help me in the legal system?
Okay, now, first of all, you have to remember, I do not know when you purchased this house, when you seen this house, when you touched this house, when you enter for the first time the door of this house. If you did that against the jurisdictions of the cosmic code, which means as a Pisces you did not respect the tide or the moon or universal laws, you will have to let this house go. So
it's not my house, it's my business, and I purchased it in 1993. August.
This does not help. You will have to trace the exact first day you actually signed the paperwork. You know, astrology is a very, very precise science. You know, it's like you telling me, Dr. Cherry, I just crossed the red light and I broke my car. Now, what can I do to get back on the road? That's why you're telling me.
Right.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Anything that you did in the past, is karmically set to happen the way it happened, so that you learn from it. You cannot go shopping and ignore every stoplight or every red light because nobody taught you about the laws of the divine. Do I make sense or not?
Yes, no, you make sense. I've spoken to you once or twice before, and I have an idea of what you've said to me, but it's just things are getting more difficult and more difficult, and I try to trace the date back.
Very often, your stress, your problem is a blessing in disguise. It's like being in a bad relationship, and the situation is worsening every single day to the point where you get depressed, where you fight, where you cry, and finally you're forced into a divorce. The next thing you know, a year later, you land on Mr. Perfect or your soulmate.
Yeah.
There's nothing that I can do to help you from things you've done in the past, because I do not have the real information to point out what is next for you. So I'm not a psychic, as you know.
Yeah,
I deal with
that.
A cosmic code. I have a software. I would ask you to listen to your intuition as a Pisces. You have plenty of that. And start to align up universal laws. All Pisces do not have fate. The fate of a Pisces is based upon the reincarnation of his thought, in other words, using the supraconscious properly. The understanding and use of the moon fluctuation so that you swim, you sign contract, you go forward after the new moon, okay?
Right.
Pisces has no fate. So if you do not know the rules, you are going to be constantly paying the price of ignorance. So I would suggest you to take this as a very serious lesson, not to make the same mistakes next time around, and fight as much as you can to hold on to what you have. But sometimes letting go or being forced to let go is the best thing that can ever happen to you, but you still do not know.
Yes, I'm trying to let go. I have it up for sale to let it go in a positive way, not in a negative way.
Yeah, and I know how it feels to let go of a house because it has memories. It has so much values to your heart. It's very hard.
It's actually a gas station. It's a gas station, and it's a business.
Yeah, I do remember that situation, and we did talk about it. And I know the situation you are in, and what I can tell you is the new dragon will force you to completely reevaluate everything about every single situation you are in. As a Pisces, this dragon is deadly, but it will liberate you from what holds you to go forward.
Yes, I want to study psychology and astropsychology with you. That's my calling. But I'm trying to rearrange my life and let go of the past and move on to the future. And I'm trying to do it in a positive way before they take it from me in a negative way.
Lily?
Yes, Linda.
Can I throw my feedback in here?
Yes, Linda. Thank you.
I've been in your shoes. In fact, less than 4 months ago, I foreclosed on my condo. And I was going through the same feelings that you're having. I wanted to fight for my place, but at the same time, it was more of a blessing to lose it than a benefit, because now I'm paying for a nice house where I can have my animals. I pay a decent rent, which was a lot. It's a lot less than my mortgage would have ever been. So sometimes the stars know better than we do what's best for us. And we have to, as hard as it is, accept those changes in a positive attitude. And I tried very hard to do that, and I got a phone call from a landlord who said, I'd like to have you and your husband rent my house, and I'm going to lower the rent by $200. So do the Kabbalistic healing ritual and cleanse your home, and it'll also cleanse your soul, and it will guide you in a better direction.
Yes, I have done that. Thank you. And thank you to Dr. Turi, too. I appreciate it.
All right, be strong.
Okay, I will. Okay, thank you, Dr. Turi. Have a good night, Linda.
You best, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, wow. We've all been there. Most of us, some of us have been through that, and so I can totally identify with Lily on that matter. We do have another caller, Dr. Torrey. Are you up for it?
No problem. I'm ready. I've been missing you. I've been missing all the cosmic coders for a long time. So let's dedicate these nights to help the people that managed to go through.
Ramona from California, I believe. Ramona, are you on with us? Good evening.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Ramona. Welcome to the show.
Hello?
Hello. Can you hear us?
We are listening.
Can you hear me?
We sure can.
We can hear
you. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes.
What's your question, Ramona?
Hi, Dr. Torrey. Hi, Linda. Thank you. It's a strange connection. Dr. Torrey, my birthday is July 13th. I believe my dragon's tail is Pisces and the dragon's head is Virgo. Is that correct?
That could be. What year were you born?
1960.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
What's your question?
I wanted to find out, is the Scorpio dragon going to affect me?
You can be bet on that. It's going to affect cats, the birds, going to affect society, probably everybody is under the jurisdiction of the stars. Okay, let me tell you where the impact is going to be. First of all, you're going to feel much better once the tail of the dragon is removed from your subconscious, okay? This tail of the dragon has been affecting your subconscious last 2 years, and a lot of cancer kind of lost it in terms of being emotional, unable to control their emotion or their imagination. So the deep psychological changes are now behind you as the dragon is now moving into the sign of Scorpio. Now, Scorpio is your fifth house. So do you have any kids?
No.
Okay. All right. The fifth house deals with children. If you don't have any children, then the dragon... The fifth house is where a woman created children. Usually it means that cancer children are going to have children or cancer are going to have kids. But if you don't have kids, of course they won't have no kids, but that means you're going to create something of your own. The fifth house deals also with the seat of attraction between human beings. This means you're going to be more magnetic. You're going to feel more sensual. You're going to feel more... more like alive again. Do I make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So the idea is to be more more available, so to speak, on the social scenery. Because, you know, with the tail of the dragon in your subconscious, you may have fallen yourself into a form of convent and isolate yourself from the world. Do I make sense or not?
Yes, that's happened for sure.
All right, so this dragon's going to force you to exteriorize yourself, to magnetize yourself. Now, are you into a relationship? Are you married? Are you divorced? What's your situation here?
I'm getting married on Thursday, but
So that's perfect.
It's an arrangement. It's an arrangement, though, for, you know, it's an arrangement of convenience for... You know,
well, he doesn't matter. Has this person children?
No, no children. More like I'm going to be taking care of him as my child.
Well, that could be it. Anything to do with the fifth house deals with love, romance, children, creativity. So, is it older than you?
How long will that that last? That whole fifth house.
A year and a half. A year and a half to 2 years.
Year and
all
and
the details. Pardon me? What did you say? Ramona, are you here?
Are you still there, Ramona?
I just said a year and a half.
Yeah. Again, in the book that I have on my website, Nostradamus Dragon Forecast, the actual forecast started in August 2012. So all the people who bought the book last year, the forecast actually starts in 2 weeks. This book is available for only $15. That's why, because of the economy, I made it so affordable, so cheap. There, if you go there and you click and download the book, you click on cancer and you download the book and you read about cancer. When I write, I channel information on a very different level than when I talk. But it will tell you for the next, it will give you the exact date for how long this dragon, I know it starts in a couple of weeks, and I know it's going to be there for a year and a half, maybe 2 years, but I don't remember. I wrote this book a year ago, and it starts, as I said, in 2 weeks. So if you get this book, you'll know the exact length, and you will know exactly how the dragon is going to affect you. Not only you, your partner, your friends, if you have kids, anybody. And that's the beauty of getting cosmic consciousness. And again, I made it very, very cheap so that everybody could get a glance of what is ahead of them with this phenomenal Scorpius dragon that is enforcing a form of life and death into everybody's life. This is a very powerful dragon, and it's a must, literally a must to know so that you do not become victimized by this dragon and instead use its power to rebirth yourself to a much higher level. Understood?
Right. Yep. Thank you so much, Dr. Terry, for your time and all of your...
You're sure welcome, expertise. Sweetheart.
Thanks for calling.
Take care. Thanks, Linda. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Good night now. All right. Well, we've got a lot of callers lined up here, Dr. T.
Well, nothing unusual for us.
Let's see who I can get on next here. I've got so many of them, and I'm trying to get them all in line. I think there's Lisa on the line. Lisa, good evening. This is the Cosmic Code with Linda and Dr. Torrey.
Hi.
Lisa?
Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Well, I can hear you.
I was your first caller. We had a Mercury retrograde moment. I lost the connection.
I love it.
I'm having
many of those.
I don't know. What is it tonight that's doing it? But I just wanted to tell you, Dr. Torrey, you're absolutely correct. Everything you said, you were right on the money. But as far as the dragon's tail, the changes at home, the career, I mean, it was unbelievably correct and right on target, you know.
Well, I can only appreciate your support, sweetheart. I really appreciate your support, you know.
Uncannily, absolutely right on target. But my just question was that, you know, they say, you know, 2012, it's a time of transformation and not so much an end. Everybody's looking at, they said the galactic center is located right there, and, you know, they said the constellation of Sagittarius A is right there. Will the dragon's tail and the dragon's head that we've gone through, you know, will that have any effect on this, or do you feel that it's not rated?
It is already preset by the Mayan to happen with the dragon moving in Scorpio in 2 weeks. All these people that talks about the galactic, all those constellations, they're talking about the year 2012. Be very sure. They are not my students. They do not have cosmic consciousness. All they have is imagination, fears, conspiracy, religious material to try to make sense to what the dragon is doing, not only to them in a very specific house, by sign and house, but also to the world. So what is going on today is just something that is mathematically predictable and was predicted during the Mayan time. The only thing is, I repeat myself, all these talking heads, that's the word I use, are unconscious and do not possess cosmic consciousness. They do not know nothing about the cosmic code jurisdictions. They do not know nothing about divine astrology or Nostradamus astrology. They are either into modern astrology or they are into conspiracy or God knows what. So what's going on now was predicted by the Mayan long time ago. And this dragon in Scorpio is affecting every single news and every single thing that's going on currently and for the next few months ahead of you. So rest assured, this dragon is going to give some serious wake-up call, because this dragon wants the truth, only the truth, to come to the top. So those who have real wisdom, those are truly gifted. That would mean also my student and Dr. Cherry and other people, because we are not the only one who owns the light, will come up in the scale of recognitions, in the scale of notoriety, put it this way. So if you become a cosmic coder and read the material that I write, you are going to be learning much more than falling for all the fears and negativity and the misuse of the supraconscious in time and space that's going on out there by people who are, again, unconscious.
Thank you.
You understand all that?
I know Nostradamus, sometimes he would pay attention to that sign of brief duration, Ophicus. I mean, do you feel that comes into play, or is that, you know, not really a major part of what's going on?
Well, again,
sometimes they call it the 13th sign.
I already have approached that the old Ophicius calendar, the old Ophicius astrology. I wrote intensively about it. We spoke on this show about it, and obviously you missed the boat. I would suggest you is to go to drcherry.com, click on the Dragon newsletter, and dig into, I don't know, thousands of newsletters that I wrote in the past, where you will find this particular newsletter where I wrote about Ophicius, Nostradamus, and God knows what. But as far as Nostradamus is concerned, you need to remember, or need to know, in order for anyone to translate Nostradamus quatrain, one has to speak our local dialect called the Provençal. Not to forget that Nostradamus was also speaking Italian. He was speaking different languages, and most of all, he was using a very different type of astrology. So in order to translate his quatrain accurately, one has to have the tools, not in terms of communication and language, but most of all, the divine tools. And that is something that you have to be born with. I mean, it's like a lot of people trying to become Einstein, Michelangelo, George Washington, or to become someone. You can only become what the cosmic code has dictated you to become. And the sad reality is a lot of people don't even go under their stars to see what God is expecting and allowing them to become. There is much depth into what I'm talking about, and a lot of people have absolutely no clue of where I'm coming from, because there is a serious lack of education in terms of metaphysics. And that's why the world has raised to such a high level, physically, technologically, but in the world of the spirit or metaphysics, all they have is dogmatic religious teachings. So the imbalance is pretty obvious between the physical and the spiritual manifestation. But that is all about to change with the new location of the dragon moving in Scorpio, because it will stimulate people to get into this type of vibration. Understood?
Thank you. That was great. I totally got that explanation. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for calling. Thank you for calling. You have a wonderful evening.
Thank you.
All right. Good night now. All right. Dr. Torrey, moving right along here. We have another caller. This is Ted from Nebraska. Good evening, Ted. Welcome to the Cosmic Code. Are you with us, Ted? Did we lose Ted? I think we made Ted wait too long. Ted, call back, Ted. We have Jenny from Los Angeles now on line one.
Yeah, hi, Linda. Hi, Dr. Curry. Thank you for taking my call.
Hello, Jenny.
Hi.
Okay, give me your numbers. Give me your date of birth before you do anything.
Yeah, 1/17/1943.
All right, beautiful Capricorn. What can I do for you?
Okay, I know I read your website all the time, and I know you're so much against medication for people that are troubled, but I know so many people are having problems with their children, teenagers, adult husbands. It's supposed to be ADHD and hyperactivity, and even my four children are all terribly intense, hot-tempered, difficult to get along with, as is their father, their grandfather, and a couple of their uncles that are on medication. My son is just starting to take Topamax, 25 milligrams, and Ativan. He really needs something, Dr. Curry. He's so always angry, always yelling, difficult to get along with, has lost a good wife, lost a good job, has a good wife now. And finally I said he needs to have something, which I really hate drugs, but what do you recommend? I mean, I don't want him losing this wife. I don't want him, you know, having more difficulties, because all four of my children, and I see it in their family tree on their father's side, extremely temperamental.
First of all, I want you to know right away that there is absolutely no connection between the physical manifestation and the spiritual manifestation. Your children or the children of your children have nothing to do with each other at all. They are connected genetically or DNA-wise, physically 100%. But in the world of the spirit, they are all strangers. But, you know, monkey do, monkey say. Have you heard of that statement?
Uh-huh.
When you have an adult that behave in a certain way, and another adult in the same family who behave in a certain way, and another adult in the family believe in this way, it all become like an accepted fact that everybody is insane and everybody is crazy, which is very, very wrong to start with. Any problems start because of a blockage. Very often this blockage is a lack of spiritual regeneration. Now, taking drugs will drastically affect the already chemical imbalance that's taking place within the brain. So the more you take drugs, the more you will distort your reality, the more you will distort your curiosity, and the more you will distort your entire life. You're going to be living through a life of dream and reality, life of nonsense that could lead you into dementia, depression, panic attack, schizophrenia, and finally suicide. So that's what you get when you get drugs. Now, you have legal drugs and you have illegal drugs. Either way, you're talking about Neptune, and Neptune poisoned the body, the mind, and the soul. That's why you have to do all that you can to stay away from drugs, any type of drugs. However, you don't throw the water with the baby. When I got my surgery and they cut me, because I was miles away and I couldn't do anything than to be cut, I'm glad I was able to have some Neptune in me, some drugs that knocked me out so I couldn't see reality and feel nothing when they were operating on me. The same thing happened to you when you go and see a dentist and they throw some chemical into your nerves ending so you don't feel them pulling your teeth out. So you have to have logic in the use or misuse or abuse of using drugs. Not all drugs are bad, but as a rule, people go to the drug because they do not have no other option or alternative, because they trust that they are educated, accredited medical professionals, which are killing them slowly. Now, in order to fix any form of depression, you have to know in the person itself, which is suffering the depression or the dementia, where and what in the cosmic code is producing the depression. Usually, it's the tail of the dragon in the subconscious, or the tail of the dragon affecting Mercury or on the sixth house of health. There are so many different reasons why people feel down. Now, once you locate the problems, which I do through my Skype work or through a full life reading, then you have to look in the chart where the regeneration principle starts. That's why I always says, do not feed evil. Remember, the future is the reincarnation of the thought. Work for light. You become what you eat. You become what you think. There is so much forces at work. And no natural way of applying the will of any human being is extraordinarily powerful. the will of a human being can get a 15-year-old lift up 2,000 pounds to save a family member, or a mother lifting up a car because a toddler was thrown under it. You heard of those stories. The power is there, but the disconnection with the spirit is widening day after day, day after day, and being replaced with educated, scientific nonsense and drugs. And God is the result, your kids are all going insane. So when you look at it, what you're witnessing is the degeneration of the human spirit because of total imbecility by those who are educated. Do you understand all that?
I really do. I've been following you for many years, and I told my son I could have predicted where you are today just because of your constant talking about being broke, having no money. All your thoughts, all your words have always been about lack. And I could have told you that's where you're going to be, that's where you are today, because of lack.
But why?
And I've told him
knowing
what you
this,
say.
Honey, you should have told your son to call me before he gets deep and irrecuperable. If he gets too deep into the quicksand, no rope is going to take him out. It's very important. As soon as you feel unbalanced, as soon as you feel insecure or depressed, do not go and ask for help to traditionally educated psychologists or psychiatrists, because they're going to turn you into a zombie. In the next 2 or 3 years from now, you're going to want to commit suicide. That is a fact.
When he gets that depressed, how can I help him pull out?
You may not be qualified if you don't have cosmic consciousness. You may not be qualified to detect what type of energy is affecting the subconscious or the sixth house of health. Sad enough, you're not a student of mine. So, you know, your diagnostic and prognostics will not be accurate. All you're going to do is trying to help the best way you can a family member. No. And, you know, there are people that have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars to try to fight depression or trying to get better when they could have had a single reading with Dr. Cherry and their life is turning around. Okay. Oh my God! You know, if you go into the case of Jem Olmes is nothing else than what your son's problem is facing. The only difference is he took Olmes took too many drugs, and instead of killing only himself, he killed a bunch of other people. That's the ultimate ground that you do not want to get. Olmes was irrecuperable. He had a bunch of people taking care of his mind. He wanted to become a neuroscientist because since he was born, he knew something was wrong with him. What's wrong with me? Why do I want to kill people? Why do I want to feel sad? Who is going to take me out of this deep pit of depression? And of course, science and his psychologists could only give him drugs. And you've seen the result a few days ago on July 20th.
Right.
It is so very obvious the way I perceive reality. It is so very obvious. And I just wonder why people don't see it the way I do. It's so very obvious. Stay clear from chemicals. Recharge your spirit. Don't feed the evil. Understand the battery principle of who you are and what you can do. You are not doomed if you get the right people to answer and to guide you. That's all. Your son needs my help. Tell him to invest in me. Let me take care of him before it becomes too late. That's all I can tell you, honey.
I will. I definitely will, Dr. Cherry. And thank you so much
then
for
you
your
leave it to me.
Right.
And then you leave it to me. Trust me, I'll take good care of him.
All right. Thank
All
you,
right.
Love.
Thanks for calling. Have a good
You're
evening.
You're welcome, Linda.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, wow. That was wonderful information you just gave her. I see so many people that put their children on prescription drugs, and it just makes the whole situation far worse because it's unnatural.
Exactly.
It's unnatural.
not only unnatural, but, you know, nefarious for the body, the mind, and the soul. Why would you put in yourself anything that is not natural? I mean, I just do not know.
I don't know either. I have, you know, my husband's side of the family, there's a lot of mental illness on that side of the family, and a lot of the relatives are on antidepressants, Prozac, and...
But that's because they've been hypnotized.
I know.
They've been suggested over the years that it is in the family that we all suffer dementia. It becomes an accepted fact. The subconscious does not know the difference between whatever you're going to say that is right or whatever you're going to say which is wrong. This is why, as an hypnotherapist, I understand the importance of suggestion. You do not go out there and start to tell child, oh, you know what, in your entire family, your uncle, your grandmother, your grandpa, they all were crazy. How do you think these poor kids are going to react? You already have poisoned the kids psychically. Your words are so heavy, so very heavy, especially on the child which is starting his life. And then you wonder why generation after generation they're all going crazy. Now, it's about time to give some real information, spiritual regeneration to the masses. But again, you know, what Dr. Jerry does is pretty cheap. You know, there is no billions of dollars to make. There is no chemical to make. There is no FDA regulation. There is no pharmaceutical corporation involved with Dr. Cherry. You know what I'm saying? So there is no money to make. So who the hell is Dr. Cherry? Why is he talking about? Let's ridicule him.
Right.
Meantime, the children are paying the price and dying or committing suicide or going crazy. We have it. You know, this situation with James Olmos is just the beginning, Linda.
This is serious.
It's time for people to wake up and start to go back to the spirit.
And you know, all these crazy conspiracy theories are coming out about him too now, and I'd like for you to put that to rest right now. People are saying he was mind control, like a Manchurian candidate.
No.
And
Linda,
all of these crazy, I know Linda, better.
Linda, did you watch my show on the Discovery Channel?
I did. Yes, I did. That was wonderful.
Now, do you realize what some people have said? That I am working with the government?
That was my next question tonight. We wanted
Linda, you know, another one is saying that I'm abusing my client. And he's supposed to, all that I do is because of lack in numbers. The other one say that I have a tool that was given to me by the extraterrestrial. But if that was the truth possible, I wouldn't say it. But what I'm trying to tell you, people can only make sense to what's going on around them because of their education, their intelligence, and their stars. And 99.0909% of the people on this world are unconscious, walking robots deprived of cosmic consciousness. They have no clue. And sad enough, all of them cannot enter the archetypal realm of consciousness or the intuitional domain of divine astrology or astropsychology for that matter. They are doomed. They are doomed because they will not take a chance of being curious or try to think out of the box or eliminate the fears. You know, if you educate somebody at the age of 2 years old and stuff the Bible in his head or any type of religion for that matter, you're going to have a bunch of schizophrenic banging their head against the wall in Israel. And let me be very honest now. And that's going to hurt and upset a lot of people, but you know me, okay? You know, when you control the information, at the end, you control the entire person, destiny, the entire person, thinking process. And when you don't have the right information or the divine information, then all you have is conspiracy, scientific explanation, or religious explanation. and none of them will give you the golden keys of true wisdom, because all was set in a very specific purpose to mislead you, nurture your fears so that you can pay them.
That's true.
You know, this is absolutely incredibly out of order. The entire world is going in such a chaotic fashion that I wonder, I'm still wondering if there is any time to turn around.
I wonder because that myself sometimes, and with what I see on TV and stuff.
It's getting very serious.
It is.
I do not want to be negative, but the fact of the matter is, Linda, I have been since 1991 asking people to help me, and the people that I'm dealing with are in position of power. You're talking about members of the government. You're talking about millionaires, billionaires. You're talking about attorneys. You're talking about big, big heads. Those people are reading my material for years, and no one has helped me. I wonder where all the money since 1991, all the donation, where that donation went. They went into churches, they went into business, they went into a selfish hand, God knows what. What has been done to help Dr. Cherry to build his schools for the children of tomorrow and turn things around? What has been done so far? Nothing. I mean, I'm 62 years old.
I know.
How long would I have to talk and explain to people that we are at the verge of non-return? If I don't bring back sanity and eliminate ignorance and fear, enrich the media doing so, we're going to have many, many more of Jim Olmes out there. And that's going to increase drastically, where people will lose the sense of responsibility, the sense of hope, the sense of faith. This is going to be worse than civil war. But people don't see the future. This is exactly the future that Nostradamus saw. This is the future that all the prophets and all the religions are foreseeing. And I know that something is telling me, regardless of what all these very famous prophets have said, from any background, including Nostradamus, okay, I know God did not put a human on earth to end up such a dramatic, drastic, suffocating end. I firmly believe that I can help, but I'm getting tired because not many people are listening.
No, you know, Dr. Torrey, two weeks ago on my show, when you weren't here, I mentioned this, what you were talking about, and I was saying that, you know, the political aspect, each people are fighting amongst each other, and that's what they want. They want you to fight with each other so you don't see the bigger picture. And I want people to wake up and start loving each other and respecting each other and open that third eye to higher awareness. And I just, it's falling on deaf ears.
But Linda, each human being, and there are billions of us in here on this dense physical world, is judging the world through their five limited human senses.
Right.
They are not able to get off themselves, and like I do, like any of my students do, and see people through their UCI, or unique celestial identity. When you see with your third eye and understand that 99.09% of human beings, including brothers, sisters, mothers, lovers, husband, boyfriend, are just robots of those stars. When you understand their motivation, the way they think, the way they speak, their fears, their dragon, it allows you to be more, more diligent, more understanding, more forgiving.
That's
to
the
their
word.
Shortcomings.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do not bring that universal awareness to the world, how can the world function? This is why I have hope, because I understand that the age of Pisces and religion and deception and confinement and poisoning, this age is now seriously moving away,
it's dying.
Being replaced by the age of Aquarius and technology, astrology, UFO, the future of humanity. I'm fully aware of that transcending, moving energy, and I really hope the next 2 years I will make an impact in the media with the new dragon in Scorpio. I can't complain because, you know, I'm already on the Discovery Channel all over Canada. This show is going to be broadcast in the United States. So Dr. Turi's name starts to get out there, and more people, of course, are listening and understanding what's really going on here, and hopefully I'll get finally the help I need. I do not want to die, Linda, without having at least my first school established and running. Because once I see that, and all a few of my students working in bringing back the spirit to humanity and bringing cosmic consciousness, I know we will be able to reverse this wave of evil that has plagued this world for so long. So that is my deepest wish. And I know somewhere, somehow, I will see that school before my number is up. And I can't, even though I'm 62, I just cannot quit right now. I want to make the best use of that incredible opportunity to have this dragon in Scorpio that's going to give so much wake-up call and so much drama and so much death for people to finally realize how the divines work and how God speaks to his children. You know, when you look at what happened on July 20th with James Olmos, All the skeptics, all the people that are not into metaphysics naturally, you're talking about some agnostics, scientists, logistics, all these people were saying, where is God? Where is God? Well, guess what? I will talk to you. You won't hear me. I present myself to you. You won't see me. That's where God is. You have to raise your own cosmic consciousness so you understand the sign and the language of God, because that's why he created the stars.
God helps those who help themselves. That's the old saying, God helps those who help themselves. What that means for us is we need to learn to read the stars to help ourselves. That's,
yes. I mean, this. Let me push you in a few hundred years from now, okay? I can see in the future a one world government, so to speak, but not a world government that will be controlling and hurting people. I can see also a one world religion, which will be, of course, very exotic in terms of cosmic reality, in getting humanity much closer to what God is all about, not as an entity, but more as an essence, as a cosmic energy that control and ramify this power into this dense physical world, and making up the news, and making up the human being, and making up what life is all about. I can see this age of Aquarius, which is going to bring so much to humanity, and then the people then will kind of do like we do. How can these people live in caves? How can they drive a Model T on those roads that didn't exist? You know, how can people start to make fire by cracking rocks? That's where we're at in terms of spiritual evolution. You know, the spirit is down to the bottom, and it is with the people like you, me, George Nori, out there, and all the listeners that are curious, that we will be able to bridge the impossible and reconnect with God, with the divine, with the universal consciousness, something that's setting up science, the agnostics, the people that are set to dwell in the physical world only, you know, we have to realize in time. So I am not giving up completely. I know we are at the verge. I don't know how long more before we can turn around, but as long as I'm alive, I'm going to push as hard as I can to make people aware of the beauty of being a human being, of the incredible potential that is given in each one of us to use the power of the stars to become the next Einstein, the next Michelangelo, the next George Washington, or sad enough, to become the next Jim Allness.
I know. I was just having a chat with your wife about this, and we were talking about the Illuminati, and they know this. They don't want others to know this information. And you and your students try very hard to get that word out, and I will keep doing my part, and I hope the cosmic coders out there will keep doing their part, you know, strength in numbers and march on. I would love to see you get your school, Dr. Torrey.
Well, you know what? I have hopes, and I visualize it every single day. I had a glimpse of hope a few weeks ago with somebody in California, but again, it didn't go through. Ain't no problems. You know, people are more interested in themselves than the future of the children of the future, and that's what it is. You know, it's a selfish world. Tarana and I, we are totally dedicated to give the best of ourselves. So that next time around, we won't have to have such a karmic, difficult life, which to many people, it's much better than what they have. But it is hard not to have a life and to belong to the people we're trying to help. And many times I say, I'm going to quit. I'm going to stop writing. I'm going to just stop. You know what I mean? I'm retired now. I got some money saved, and I can go and go fishing every single day. But I'm not selfish enough to go in that direction. I have to do what I can.
I know, and you work very hard at what you do. And I look at me 2 weeks ago after my first show. I said, I'm going to quit. I'm done. I can't stand the ridicule. I can't stand these people. And it was actually your cosmic coders, several of you, helped me through that crazy moment of depression and self-doubt. And, you know, it helped. So we just have to keep marching on, I guess. We do have one more caller on. I don't know if you're up to it, Dr. Torrey.
Oh, I am up to anything. Go
okay.
ahead. Send it to me.
We have Lori on the line. I'm not sure where Lori's from, but Lori, are you with us?
Hi. Yes, I am. Hello, Linda. Hello, Dr. Torrey.
Hi, Lori. Welcome to the show. What's on your
mind?
Hello,
Lori.
Hello, Dr. Torrey. I'm a Leo. I'm born August 16, 1961. Mm-hmm. And
okay.
I'm new to your teachings. I've been introduced to you through a friend recently, obviously because of my situation. I'm going through a very bad divorce, and I'm just calling because I wanted to know, with the new dragon coming in, how does that affect Leo? Is it setting the stage for me to better my situation?
I was in a very bad physical marriage. Okay, well, first of all, you had the head and the tail affecting your wishes and your 5 hours of love. So with such an impact, a lot of Leo were forced to reevaluate their relationships, and many of them have had problems with their children. Some people have lost children. So Leo had a tough one with this dragon. The new dragon promises to be much more interesting because it will force us all Leos to move, to relocate. And that applies, of course, for Obama. President Obama is a Leo. Currently, he lives in the White House, and the dragon is into the White House for the president. So if he gets reelected, I can tell you something, is that the elections are completely fixed because the stars do not and will not allow any Leo to stay at their residency, or at least restructure completely their residency. So anything to do with home, anything to do with security, and anything to do with the career has to change for Leos. So as far as you're concerned, being a Leo, you have to remember, you're the sign of love and light. Yeah, so it's important, regardless of what situation you're in, not to put water on the fire or in the sun, because during the day, every planet shies away, only the sun shines. So you've been granted the power to experience light, love, and the stage, and do very well with creativity and children. So the dragon, you knowing that it's going to be very, very dramatic and would force you into changes, those changes, those upcoming changes are nothing else than a good blessing for you, honey.
Okay.
I
got all that. I just have a question. I filed for divorce in 2009, and I'm still not divorced. It's been a very difficult time.
He doesn't want to give you the divorce, is what you're saying?
No, I know it's not that he doesn't want to. It's just that he's also a Leo, and it's just been a very big struggle. I don't know how to explain it. He just doesn't, there's no communication at all, not since I filed for divorce, because
you are not born the same year, so you have two very different dragons. And it's crucial when you get into a relationship to find out where the tail of the dragon is. If the tail of the dragon of your husband is in your mind or vice versa, in no way in a million years will you ever be able to communicate. This happens with family members, with friends, with children. Regardless of how you try to communicate, you do not speak the same language to these people. There is an unseen barrier. And unless you do a compatibility chart when you get into a relationship or a business contract, you're taking a lot of chance with this dragon. So you're probably paying the price, sad enough, of ignorance. That's the sad reality. So if you get into a relationship next time, and you probably will, it may be a good idea for you to double-check this person's dragon, because there is no one single Leo.
Probably not, Dr. Turing. Probably not.
Oh, no,
23
you don't want to say
years
that.
Marriage. Probably not.
you don't want to say, you never say never, because ultimately...
Well, no, I know.
Ultimately, who you are today, who you are with today, it does not fit what you are going to be tomorrow. So it's like a movie. There is a beginning, there is a development, there is an end, and you are at the end stage. And the quicker you get rid of it, the better it'll be for you, for your mental health, for your physical health, and for your future. There is no future in your past.
Is there anything I can do to better educate myself as to what steps to take for a better outcome with this dragon coming into...
You gotta have a consultation. There's no other way. I have to make you aware of your UCI. I have to make you aware of who you really are, how you stand under the stars, and who is your husband. And when I do a reading, of course, you're not allowed to talk. You have to let me channel, because I have more answers than you have questions. And it's only at the end, when I'm done, when everything goes in the tape, that you are allowed to talk, because, as I said, we'll be talking only about confirmation, because that's just the way I work, okay? Just trust me to take care of you and let it do it, because all this nastiness, all this negativity, get down to your back, to your joints, to your brain, it's poisoning yourself completely. So you need to liberate yourself, and you will do so. Leo always succeed in life, regardless of what is thrown at them, okay?
Okay.
And
Lori,
I'm going to be reading Leo's forecast, Linda. So stand by. Just keep listening to the show.
Yes, I heard that at the beginning, so I'll hold on.
So I'll read it right before we end. We're getting a little extra time tonight, so we could take all the calls, but just hang in there. Thanks for calling, Lori.
Thank you so much. Have a great evening. Thank you, Dr. Turi.
You bet, sweetheart.
All right. We're taking one last call, Dr. Turi, and then I'm going to read Leo's forecast, and I think we'll wrap it up. Does that sound okay with you?
Yes, because I just made some spaghetti and I am starving.
I'm starving too. My daughter's cooking Indian food right now, and it's the fumes are wafting into the bedroom where I'm broadcasting. And I'm going, I got to get it. But we do
Let's do it. Let's help someone else.
Nancy, are you on with us? Good evening.
Yes, I am. Nancy in Colorado.
Hi, Nancy in Colorado.
Hello, can you hear me? Yes.
We can.
My birthday's April 28th. 1941, and I'm in a business deal with somebody, and I want to know it's kind of stagnant now, and I put a lot of money into it. Is it going to come into fruition this month or next?
Oh, my God. Okay. No, this is so difficult. Anytime you are mingling with a person, you have to keep in mind that you have his or her dragon. That's going to bring you blessing or bring you a nightmare. And if you do not know where it is, I mean, if you are into a relationship, business relationship with somebody that has the tail of the dragon, either affecting your second house of money and self-esteem or your eighth house of corporated area or business endeavors, you are cooked. This is how the stars work.
Oh,
the stars don't care. So, again, we're coming back to what I was saying earlier to the other caller. Anything that you did in the past karmically has to pay off for worse or for good to you. What I can tell you is the tail of the dragon is moving in the sign of Taurus. And you were born when again? When were you born
April
again?
April 28th. April 28th, 1941.
Okay, so you are an Aries Taurus, but your sun sign is in is in Taurus, and the tail of the dragon is moving on you, and Taurus is the symbol chosen by Merrill Lynch Corporation and the banking industry to represent money. Well, okay, with the tail of the dragon on you into the sign of Taurus, that's not a good omen. That's not a good omen at all. Okay, sad enough, I do not know enough your situation. And when it comes to love, sex, or money, this is a private matter. All I can tell you is if that's, you should contact me on a professional level, either on Skype or let me do a full life reading. And let me investigate the situation and give you the best way out so that you don't, you don't become a victim of that situation. Now, do you know when the contract was signed with that business deal?
I'd have to look it up. It was in October, but I'd have to look up
the date. So if you deal with me, you will have to give me the exact date that you signed this contract. You also have to give me the date of your partner so I can check how the stars are interacting between you two. And what will be the outcome?
Oh,
but I can already tell you, it doesn't look too good, honey. Sorry, I wish I had better news for you.
Okay, well, thank you for telling me.
Now, this doesn't mean you cannot fix the situation. But as it stands now, if you don't get the right information, you cannot apply your will, and you're going to be victimized by the dragon. But if we dig into the situation, I might be able to find a way out for you, at least. At least... you could lose the money, but you don't want to lose your health. Because you can have all the money in the world. If your health is gone, you have nothing left.
No, I'm not going to be
with
destitute. It's not that bad.
Good. Okay. Now, sometimes, when in some situation, it gets really bad. People commit suicide when it comes to business. That goes wrong.
Oh, no, it's not, it won't be that bad.
So you're not at that level. I am glad to hear that. Okay,
yes,
if you need me, I'll be here for you, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you for calling. Have a good evening.
You bet.
Thank you.
All right, Dr.
All right, Linda.
I'm going to let you go. Have a good evening.
You're going to let me go. Thank you. All right, I want to thank you for being here. By the way, in 2 weeks, I have a contract to sign. I'm being flown to Canada with Tirania. We got some good business deal going on, which I will share to the public when I come back. So I won't be there next week, so I'm sure you will find yourself a good guest, or maybe you do the show yourself. And in the meantime, I want to thank you. I want to thank all the cosmic coders, and good night, Linda. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Dr. Tori. Have a great evening. All right, folks.
Bye-bye.
We're going to go over Leo really quick, and then we're going to close up the show. We were blessed to have a little extra time tonight. So... full moon was August 2nd, and it was an Aquarius. With that being said, souls born in August, you should be ready for a great career associations and great business deals with souls that are going to be born in December, February, April, and those also born in June. The lucky Leo soul will be able to manage both a very busy career and home responsibility, leading to emotional, financial, and spiritual stability. Many deserving souls born in August will see the results of many years of work, of arduous work, where more opportunities will flourish. Now, Leo, for the first 2 weeks, this your lunation is right on your first house, just like last month, it was right on Cancer's first house. So if I sound repetitive, it's because the houses are moving along with the sign. So it is right on your first house, and you need to take care of yourself, Leo. The stars want you to live a long and steady life, healthy, and stay healthy. Lots of progressive changes are going to happen for you also in your partnership area, but you will need to let go of the past and start fresh with some new people. The stars will be with you after the next new moon, and taking chances after the next new moon, which I believe is on the 17th of, no, not the next new moon. I'm not sure when the next new moon is. The 31st. Pardon me. My mistake. I believe it's the 31st, and I'll double check that before I get off the air. And taking chances will bring its reward, so watch the moon, you guys. People will admire your beauty and your gentleness. Avoid worrying about food and health, and don't overexercise. A better health often comes from better attitude in general. Your intuition is particularly accurate at this time, and so are your dreams, so pay attention to those. Listen to them carefully. You need to be cautious about money matters after the full moon, as you will have to find a way to make more money. It could also mean a new job or opportunity coming your way. With all of this being said, I will double check that. The next new moon is in. We just had our full moon. I think it's the 17th, if memory serves me correctly. And I say that only because I'm going on a haunted expedition. And I made sure, even though it was in a platonic phase, I was doing this in a new moon. And I do believe that the new moon is on the 17th of August, which is a Friday. So those are the red or green lights for you, Leo. We are out of time, and I hope everyone has a wonderful, beautiful 2 weeks. Dr. Tori will not be with me next in the 2 weeks, but I'm hoping to have the strong ladies of the paranormal on with me. They are my good friends, and hopefully they can join me in 2 weeks. I will have a great guest on for you guys. It's been great for our second show, and we will see you in 2 weeks. Blessings to everyone. Have a wonderful week. Peace out.